weather around here the last couple of days has been forecasts of doom and gloom. And I'm not just talking about the fact that it gets dark before our contract time is up, and we leave in the dark even though we're just teachers who get out early compared to everyone else. But a lot of it has come from computer frustration, along with technology. And I've noticed this around our building and other buildings. It's an attitude that seems to come along with upgrades in technology. And it gets dark in conversation. A thing doesn't work. It's like, why did we hire this guy if he's, you know, so great he can't seem to handle these servers? And why did we spend all of this money on these computers if they don't even work? Let's just throw them out. Why don't we go back? Why do we have this electronic gradebook? Why don't we go back to keeping our gradebooks our own way? And it goes and it goes and it goes. And there's a way to deal with legitimate complaints and to deal with frustrations. But that's another topic for another day, because I think underneath all of this, the root is more of an attitude, more of a perspective. When we got cars, they didn't work all the time. And yet we didn't say, ah, forget it, this Model T thing is a piece of junk, let's go back to bicycles. We kept pushing on with cars, and the technology got better and got more reliable as time went on. When my button pops off of my coat, I don't get so frustrated that I say, let's just get rid of this stupid thing, it doesn't work anyway. We try to figure out a way to sew the button back on. And so as we expand technology and we push technology through and it becomes more pervasive in terms of our regular working lives and education, I think one of my goals as a technology leader in the district is not only going to be to expand technology and our use of technology, but along with it, I'm going to try to pass along huge doses of optimism and patience, these grand old virtues and fruits of old that are desperately needed when dealing even with technology. Just because it's technology doesn't mean we want to abandon all the good virtues of our lives.